FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Coctor has revealed that severe weather has claimed the lives of 11 people in the province since last month. Over the weekend alone, three people died in separate incidents. In the Mbofu area, 6-year-old Banele Mpungose succumbed to his injuries in hospital after he was struck by lightning. There were also separate drownings in Kwadubuza and Mandeni. The department spokesperson, Senzelwe Mzila.
MEC Buthelezi has dispatched disaster management teams to provide support to the affected families. This includes providing essential resources, coordinating relief efforts, and assessing the extent of the damage. The severe weather conditions have caused widespread disruptions across KZN with extensive infrastructure damage, widespread power outages, with Eskom and municipal teams working around the clock to restore power.
The KZN Legislature's Health Portfolio Committee says there's no suggestion of any immediate public danger of HMPV in South Africa. China has seen a surge in cases of the virus, a common respiratory infection, which bears similarities to COVID-19. Committee Chairperson Imran Kika.
This virus is self-limiting. It can be spread through droplets. It lasts for a few days, symptomatic with high fever, shortness of breath, nasal congestions and a cough. And this may progress into a bronchitis or a pneumonia that may really require hospital admission.
And abroad, fresh sanctions will aim to target the finances of people smuggling gangs as part of ongoing efforts to stop migrants crossing the channel in small boats. The planned measures look to make it harder for ringleaders to profit from the deadly trade. It will be the world's first standalone regime dedicated to cracking down on organized immigration crime. And finally, as little as 60 minutes of regular weekly exercise may reduce the likelihood of cancer progression by 27% and death by 47%. That's according to a study led by the Wits University's Sports and Health Department. The study analyzed data from the Discovery Health Medical Scheme linked to the Vitality Health Promotion Program. The lead author, John Patrikos, says in a world where cancer continues to be a significant public health concern, the promotion of physical activity can yield positive results. Your top story this hour, KZN Coctor has revealed that severe weather has claimed the lives of 11 people in the province since last month. You can find more on this and other news stories at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For Newswatch and in for Natarna Desson, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.